American inspectors have concluded that Iraq did not have a major program for weapons of mass destruction. A 1,500-page draft report by Charles Dolfer, the top American inspector, did find some evidence that former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein intended to revive a weapons program eventually. The final report should be completed in a few weeks. Joseph Cirincione is director of the Nonproliferation Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, and he was the author of a report earlier this year on Iraqi weapons. He joins us now. How definitive will this report be?
This is pretty much the final word. There's still some more investigations that they have to do, but it's hard to see that there's going to be anything more substantive after this report.
Just a quick look back, this appears to negate pre-war intelligence estimates that Iraq actually possessed chemical and biological weapons.
Oh, yeah, that's the big news of this report. It was the finding of the interim report back in October by David Kay that there were no stockpiles of weapons, there was no production of weapons, there were no programs to do production of weapons. That was greeted with some skepticism at the time, but now this report reaffirms this. The main reason for going to war in Iraq turns out to have been a mistake.
Now, what about the claim or in this report that Iraq intended to rebuild a weapons program? First of all, you know, what kind, how big, and that could be important.
It could be. What the bulk of this report apparently is going to go into considerable detail on scraps of evidence that they found, some speculation about future intentions, what Saddam desired, what he might have planned. And the strongest part of the report apparently is some evidence that they found some labs in the Iraqi intelligence service that might have been able to produce ricin, a toxin derived from castor beans. But there wasn't a military weapon. It was speculation it might have been more of an assassination weapon, the way it was used by, for example, the Bulgarians back during the Cold War.
And nuclear weapons, what did it find?
No evidence whatsoever of a nuclear weapons program. David Kay concluded when he reported back in October of last year that the combination of UN inspections and sanctions had effectively ended the nuclear weapons program, and Saddam had not been able to reconstitute that, and there really isn't much evidence that he intended to reconstitute that. That's a big program, very difficult to hide, difficult to do clandestinely.
How did the work by the Iraq Survey Group, and that's the group that Charles Dolfer headed, how did it go about its work and learn about these weapons?
Well, it's been very difficult conditions. As you know, the violence in Iraq has escalated since Dolfer took over back in January of this year. So they've been hampered somewhat in their ability to go out and do the kinds of investigations that David Kay was able to do when it was a little quieter time in Iraq. But basically, they're examining documents. They say there are still thousands of pages of documents they have yet to translate and examine. They talked to captured Iraqi officials and scientists. Apparently, the stories from them are fairly consistent that these programs were ended in the mid-1990s. And they, of course, are still using former defectors who gave us the advice on Iraq before the war.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Joseph Cirincione is director of the Nonproliferation Project at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.